keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
And welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Cheryl Fritz sitting in today. Going out on the phone now to Chris Pabst, who's author of the new book, Devolution. Chris is a multiple Emmy Award-winning investigative reporter and author of the best-selling Capital Murder, an investigative reporter's hunt for answers in a collapsing city. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. I'm very well as well. And you're currently with ABC 7 WJLA in Washington, D.C., correct?
Yes. I'm an investigative reporter now inside the Beltway.
Oh, yeah. That's dangerous territory.
It is dangerous territory. It wasn't exactly my career goal, but this is where I ended up.
We end up where we're supposed to be, I think, somehow. And I appreciate the fact that you're taking a look at things and keeping an eye on things for us. I love the information I got to talk to you. It says my topic is, if we started a new nation tomorrow, what kind of government would we form and how could we improve on the current U.S. Constitution? And I'm told you're the only author in America who's actually written his own constitution.
Yeah, so within the pages of Devolution, we write a constitution, and we challenge readers to look at it and see if this form of government that we created is possibly an improvement on what we have now. Now, it's my belief that the American Constitution is the greatest governing document ever written. But in the past 240 years, it has been changed 27 times to make it better. Are there other things that we could do to change it to make it even better than it is now? Yeah, there are. But we are so divided as a country. We are so pitted against each other by our politicians. We're not accomplishing anything anymore. So the Constitution is not going to get any more amendments to it, at least as the country is constituted now. So we kind of got this idea, and we wanted to just get people talking about it, because America is not going to last forever. Nothing lasts forever. And are there things that are happening in America now that could eventually lead to America collapsing or ripping itself apart? We already have some states that are talking about secession, and they've been talking about that for the past year or two. So while, yeah, I don't think America is collapsing tomorrow, there are some hints that 5-10 years from now, That could be a different topic that we're talking about. So we wanted to get this Constitution out there, get people talking about it, and within the pages of Devolution, you can find it. It's right there.
Well, give us some hints. Now, of course, we want people to get the book Devolution and take a look at it, but what are some of the changes that you're talking about in this?
Well, there's a few. Actually, there's a lot. Some of the main ones are, there's not many things as a society that we have done for thousands of years. But one thing that we've done ever since society began is that we've had one central figurehead, whether that be a president, whether that be a Führer, whether that be a king, a queen, a prime minister, a sultan, a czar. So in this Constitution, we don't have that. There is no one person that has more power or authority than anybody else in the country. And I start thinking to myself as I was writing this, why do we still do that? Why do we still have this government where we have one person that is all-powerful? And then that one person usually ends up dividing the country because they use their power to favor one political party or one political faction over another. And we see that right now. We've definitely seen it over the past 8 years. I think we've seen it over the past 15, 20 years. And so that is one thing that we change, and we challenge readers again to look at that, and we explain why we do it, and does it really make sense? Other things that we do, where I live right now, I live in Maryland, right outside D.C. In the county that I live in, the government cannot increase debt higher than 8% of the annual budget. So what that does is that limits how much debt the government can place on the people. Well, that makes a whole bunch of sense in this county. We're not in that much debt. We're doing pretty well. Why don't we have something like that in the federal government? When I used to live in Madison, Wisconsin, if you run for city council in Madison, Wisconsin, you cannot run as a member of a political party. So that forces people to actually learn about the candidate and not just be bussed into a polling station and vote for an R or D. It makes sense in Madison. Wouldn't things like that make sense in the federal government? So we look at all of the ways that local government operates in America, and we pick the things that make sense, and we transfer them to the federal government, saying, "Do we have a better country if we did some of these common sense things that are already happening in America at the local level?"
Well, I have to tell you, when you were talking about a central figurehead and perhaps eliminating that, that made me a little uncomfortable. But then that made me start to think about it. It's an interesting concept.
And that's all that it is. And at one point, the American Constitution was just a concept.
Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting concept. It got put into place. And the way that this government is formed is that we don't necessarily have branches. We have three departments, and each department focuses on a different aspect of the country, the economy, the judicial system, laws, for example, and enforcing them, and then also foreign policy. And the people vote by popular vote for somebody, for their representatives. It's still a representative form of government in each of those three departments. And what that does is it allows us to, in the Department for Economy, for example, we actually vote for people who are economists. In the foreign policy aspect, we vote for people that have foreign policy. For the judicial aspect, we vote for people who know about law and order. Right now, we just have a bunch of lawyers that we vote into Washington, D.C., and we expect them to know everything about everything. They have to know about the economy. They got to know about foreign policy. And these people aren't experts in these fields, but yet they're leading our country in these fields. So I present the idea that maybe that isn't the best way to move forward. Maybe we should vote for people in certain departments that are experts in that field and not people that are just politicians.
Well, it's fascinating stuff. This one I think I'm going to have to get a hold of. I just like the idea of taking a look at and examining the whole process. Where can we get some more information, Chris?
Sure. Devolution, Ken, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. You can head to my website, Chris Papps, like the beer, PappsBlueRibbon.com. or on Twitter at Chris Papps.
Very good. I appreciate speaking with you today. Thank you so much, Chris. Have a great Thursday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.